Origin Story by Kazim Ali. Someone always asks me, where are you from? And I want to say, the body is a body of matter flung from all corners of the universe. And I am a patriot of breath, of sin, of the endless clamor out the window. But what I say is, I am from nowhere. Which is also a convenience, a kind of lie. When I was sitting in the Mumbai airport this January on a 40-hour layover, rushing home because my mother had had a stroke and could not speak, I wondered about my words. Perhaps I am from my words, because the basic biography is ordinary. Born in Croydon to a mother and father, who on different sides of a national border were married in wartime and had to reunite in England, the only place they could both get to. Born at home, 76 Bingham Street, midwived and not doctored into the world. Taken back to India when the war was over, where I came into language. And of the seven that were spoken in the house, I began speaking four as the same. Then to the cold Canadian north we went, to a town that no longer exists, on the other side of Cross Lake, from the Indians who lost everything because of the dam my father was helping to build. Then to Winnipeg, then to New York City, then to Buffalo, which I can claim, I can say I am from Buffalo because it is a city of poets, the city of Lucille Clifton. I arrived there in cold January to find my mother a little slowed down, but still self-possessed enough to cook meals for everyone, even if she didn't remember the names of all the spices she was using. She talks by the time I arrive, but slowly and deliberately, and she has to listen very carefully to be able to respond. She pauses while she talks, and cocks her head while she thinks. She does not criticize me, nor say anything about my wild hair. Our ordinary silence does not seem as suffocating because I wait patiently while she strains to find each word. And what on earth does it mean that I almost like my mother better this way? When my mother went to her medical appointment, I got out my copy of Good Woman and combed through the lines to find the addresses where Lucille lived and grew up. I climb into the car with a map and a journal and drive through the snow to find those places and take photos of the empty lots where the house once stood. Listen, I have no answer to your question. I'm not kidding when I tell you, I earn my voice. The shape it makes in the world holds me. I have no hometown. I have no mother tongue. I have not been a good son.